You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Eduvos. As we speak, there are frustrated parents and students who've been journeying to and from institutions of higher learning seeking admission to no avail. That's because of the 337,158 students who qualified for university. Only some 200,000 will get space, leaving more than 100,000 students in the lurch. We have heard it being said that the demand for higher education study in 2025 has been the highest in history, and maybe these figures speak to that. Private institutions are now looking to close the gap with their offerings. Eduvos is one of those institutions. We speak to Director of Operations of the NetEd Group, Dr. Rianne Steenberg, on their efforts to place students in need. And I guess, Doc, overall, to maybe ask the question as we kick off the conversation whether we have a crisis here. Good evening.
Thank you, Dudu. I think the South African public higher education system is facing a significant issue, but it's important to recognize that the crisis is as much about perception and preference as it is about numbers. While public universities are oversubscribed, there's capacity in the private sector to accommodate at least 60 to 70,000 new students. And institutions like Eduvos also offer online hybrid options that significantly increase flexibility, enabling students to study from anywhere in the country while accessing the same high-quality education than those that are seeking to gain access to public campuses. And in some cases, it is even better. So I think we need to start thinking differently about the outcomes of education and ask, what are we trying to do here? And it is really to create the labor of the future. And private institutions need to be viewed as essential partners, not as alternatives. Eduvos brings additional capacity and offers flexibility that public institutions sometimes cannot. We have programs that cater to various levels, including those who may not meet traditional university admission requirements. For example, we offer higher certificates, bridging programs, which are ideal for students who need to be stepping stone before pursuing a degree and that may not even have had university exemption. We also do a lot of work in recognition of prior learning, so that many people that have gained work experience or informal training can use RPL to gain access to higher education, opening doors that might otherwise remain closed. So I think by combining public and private resources, we can ensure that every qualifying student, and even those who don't yet qualify, has access to education and the opportunity to succeed.
When you speak of perceptions, Doc, how do we balance access with differentiation? What drives choice architecture for incoming students? And some students and parents right now, when you mention private institutions versus public, because in public you can go to what, NASFIS? I'm not sure if that's the case also for private institutions. Please do forgive my ignorance, but pricing. Some people are worried about pricing.
And that's a very important point, Dudu. There's a common perception that private institutions are unaffordable or exclusive, but in reality, this isn't the case. Institutions like Eduvos offer various flexible payment plans, financial aid, scholarships, and we make education more accessible. Additionally, our higher certificates provide a quicker, more affordable route into the workforce for students who may not want to commit to a 3 or 4 year program immediately. What sets private institutions apart is our agility. At Eduvos, we focus on career-driven education, with programs aligned to emerging industries like technology, business, biomedicine, data science, and AI, and law. Students don't just gain theoretical knowledge. They also acquire practical work-ready skills through internships, project-based learning, and industry partnerships. Furthermore, we offer multiple study modes, like full-time, part-time, online, hybrid options. This ensures that wherever you are, if you're a working professional, a young student, or someone returning to studies after a break, there is an option that suits your lifestyle. By working collaboratively with government and funding bodies, we can also help ease the financial burden on public universities while expanding access to education for all South Africans. You also asked a very important question to say, is NSFAS the only way that it is? And I think, indeed, funding is one of the greatest challenges facing higher education. NSFAS plays a vital role in supporting students from disadvantaged backgrounds, but the demand has far outstripped what we can the current funding model for publics can sustain. Right now, there's more than 20 billion in unpaid student debt owed to NSFAS, and it's clear that's not a sustainable model in the long term. We at Eduvos have been working very hard with industry and funding partners to provide innovative financing options such as partial bursaries, corporate sponsorships, income share agreements, payment plans. These solutions reduce the financial burden on both students and the government while ensuring more students have access to education. We also offer programs that are shorter, that can be done in part-time study options that enable students to enter the workforce more quickly while continuing to upskill over time. So initially, these modes of delivery allow students to learn from everywhere, saving on living and travel expenses. So we really need to think about how we utilize limited resources to embrace collaboration, to create a system that's both accessible and sustainable, and that serves the needs of those students to find employment. We also encourage the government to explore funding models that prioritize critical skills areas like engineering, healthcare, and agriculture to address national priorities and grow the economy.
Doc, when you hear the acronym PPPs, you think of maybe the electricity or energy sector, right? Public-private partnerships, because it's been emphasized so much in that sector. But when you speak of us thinking differently for the future and collaboration between public and private institutions of higher learning, how important are public-private partnerships? How do you envisage it would work, right, for the future to accommodate students who are still coming in to the system?
Absolutely. And thanks for the question, Dudu. I think really effective public-private partnerships are about leveraging the strengths of both sectors and to create a robust and inclusive higher education system that serves the needs of the country. For example, we can do shared research initiatives between public and private institutions that can advance knowledge in areas like technology, medicine, renewable energy. At EduBus, we also believe in joint programs where students can start their studies at a public institution and complete specialized modules through private institutions. This approach not only expands capacity, but also enhances the quality of education by pooling resources and expertise. Another area of collaboration is specialized training academies. These can be jointly funded and operated by public and private partners focused on critical skills needed in South Africa, such as healthcare, engineering, data analytics. And this type of model will reduce the strain on public institutions while ensuring students receive the best possible training for the workforce. I think education has become a purpose unto itself, and I think we really need to take a step back and say, why are we here and how can we really make this work?
Doc, what is your advice to students and parents who are now really hard-pressed to find space?
If you did not gain entry, really don't panic. And don't feel like you're out of options. At EduBus, we are here to support you and ensure you find the right path and way forward. We understand how overwhelming this time can be, but we have multiple ways to help you get started. Firstly, we're still accepting applications and walk-in registrations across all of our campuses across the country. You can come in, speak to our advisors, and explore your options in person. If you didn't qualify for a traditional degree program, we offer higher certificates and bridging programs that can serve as a stepping stone into further studies or even the workforce. These programs are specifically designed to help students who might need a bit more support to achieve their academic and career goals. And for those of you that need flexibility, we have part-time and online study options that allow you to work while you study or learn from the comfort of your home. We also have 4 intakes in the year, so if you don't make it in this first intake, you can get into the second, third, or fourth intakes throughout the year. Every program at EduVos is available in hybrid or campus-based formats, so you can choose the mode of study that best suits your lifestyle. So whether you're looking to start a degree, enter the workforce quickly through a higher certificate or upskill while working, EduVos has a solution for you, and we invite you to visit our website, and then we can really avert this crisis. Thank you, Dudu.
That's www.eduvos.com. Thank you so much, Doc, for your time this evening. And that was Director of Operations of the NetEd Group, Dr. Rian Steenberg. This interview was brought to you by EduVos. Your education, your future.
EduVos applications are still open for 2025. Step into a brighter future with South Africa's leading private higher education institution. With over 20 accredited qualifications, internationally recognized, flexible study options, and 12 campuses nationwide, EduVos prepares you for the careers of tomorrow. Study on campus, online, or distance. Your future starts at EduVos. Visit eduvos.com and enroll today. EduVos, your education, your future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.